members. I'm going to open up to members to make comments, and then after that we can go straight into our view on the particular matter. I'm McKenzie.
Chairperson, I would like to propose some changes to the bill. And I'll send formal note to the coordinator. I think the minister starts off by saying that the national government has a constitutional obligation to address issues in the province, particularly when it comes to the severe drought. And there was not enough funding being made available for the severe drought, despite the fact that a state of disaster was being declared. In addition, national government has a constitutional obligation to address safety and security. Due to their neglect, the Western Cape had to fork out R1 billion of our own resources to deal with safety and security, which is outside our mandate, and that was not addressed in the DORA. The Western Cape would also have the second highest in-migration in the country. Public services such as education, health, and other forms of service delivery remains under immense pressure, as no additional funding is allocated to health or education. The money doesn't follow the people that move to the Western Cape, and that has not been addressed in the DORA, and we've repeatedly raised over many years. Despite the fact that we are one of the best, we are the best performing province in the country, we are not getting the financial support that needs to follow some of these services. And we're also asking national government to tie the belt on the public sector wage that has not been addressed in the DORA, which, you know, give one sense that the state is not serious about addressing the public sector wage bill. The government was silent to that. What we're saying is currently there are 29,000 senior managers earning R1.2 million per year in the national government department, and the minister has failed to put measures in place to deal with some of the challenges that are facing. And also we can, the national government has also not introduced consequence management, despite the fact that billions of rands are being wasted on a daily basis, and there's no consequences for those individuals. And we're also saying that the national government must stop this immoral act of bailing out SOEs at the expense of taxpayers and the poor, and there's no consequences for accounting officers, and that has not been addressed in the division of a revenue bill. Despite strong opposition to the NHI, the minister continues, the national government continues to fund projects related to the NHI, despite the fact that the frontline services need to be addressed. And we'd like to propose these amendments, as earlier said, to this bill, so that the national government can allocate these monies to the severe drought that is taking place in our province, particularly in our Karoo region, where hundreds of thousands of people are affected, and also on safety and security. So, these are the amendments I'd like to propose that this committee send to the NCP, and once they've done that, we will then consider on the way forward if we do accept or reject this bill. Thank you. I have sent this formal proposal to the coordinator just now.
Okay. Are there any other proposals for amendments, recommendations? Honourable Lander?
No, Chair. Thank you. I conclude and concur with Member McKenzie, stressing the fact that basic services bending the knee towards the already bloated SOEs and the constant funding thereof. So yes, I agree and I support.
Anyone else? My concern with the amount was that despite that when you look at the numbers that there's an increase in this particular adjustment, one of the things that the National Treasury mentioned yesterday was that majority, they used the word mostly, the amounts that was adjusted were for services that are already being done and being used. So it was more of a people are changing bank accounts from national to province. So my concern is what is the strengthening of services on the ground? For me, that is a bit of a concern. It was just the changing of bank account details. Any other input? Alman Kondla?
Chair, it's not related to the presentation proposed for me. I think I'm not necessarily picking up the same issues that other members are raising, given that there isn't much impact on the province. My main challenge is what I've already written to you about public hearing and public participation in very important matters of, you know, budget. And I'm raising this concern to say that I think we would need, as a committee, especially dealing with matters of budget, to really try, whether it's a bill coming from NCOP, to really try to make an extra effort of getting inputs of communities that are affected, that we speak on behalf when we're here. I think that's my main issue over and above what was presented. Otherwise, beyond it, I don't have enough.
I agree with Honourable Nkondla on the whole public participation thing. With this one, and I personally have also on other committees, I've seen it with some other bills, that the bills come from the NCP really rushed to us, and then we are expected to finish it within a particular time. And for example, yesterday we only had one verbal input from the public, and while I take note that apparently that was actually quite historic for us to have had one input, it is still very sad that in a bill this with such severe impact on provinces, whether it's the Western Cape or Gauteng, whatever province it is, that we don't actually have more people that are interested in the actual content. And I think as a committee, maybe early next year, we need to sit down and try to understand the factors people might take into account for not wanting to be here, but also a possible way forward for us on how to encourage participation in legislation that relates to the budget committee. So I would make that recommendation. Okay. If none, Honourable McKenzie did put forward amendments, and then I did hear Honourable Philam to support those particular amendments. If there are none other, do we want to put a particular view into our negotiating mandate, or do we want to wait for the final mandate? I'm going to read out the various examples that we can consider. So there is an example where we support the bill as is without amendments. Obviously, in this case, we have already considered amendments. The example two, where we express support for the bill subject to certain amendments, which would mean that if the proposed amendments are rejected, the committee does not support the bill in the final stage, mandate stage. Another example is the committee expresses support for the bill but doesn't put subject to proposed amendments. This would then mean that even if the amendments are not accepted, the bill is then supported in the final mandate stage. The next example is the committee does not support the bill, for which the reasons will have to be provided. The next example is abstaining from voting during the negotiating mandate stage and then providing reasons. So because amendments were given, I would suggest that in this particular situation, that perhaps we should not put a mandate in the negotiating mandate. We abstain currently from voting, and then we wait to find out whether the NCOP will accept our amendments and consider our recommendations, and then we come back in our final mandate, and then as a final mandate, then make a decision as to yes, no, how do we go forward. So then, if everyone's happy, in terms of the draft report of the Budget Committee on the Revision of Revenue Amendment Bill B15-2019 NCOP, dated 22 November 2019, as follows. The Budget Committee then, having considered on the subject of Division of Revenue Bill B15-2019 NCOP, referred to it in accordance with Standing Rule 217, then would confer on the Western Cape delegation in the NCOP authority to abstain on voting from the bill, but to put forward the amendments as agreed to then by the committee today. And then we will consider the final mandate on Tuesday, depending on what the NCOP sends back to us. Yep. Everyone happy?
Yep.
Thank you.
I'll repeat that. So then in terms of the draft, so for the draft report, we have to do a report. Draft report of the Budget Committee on the Division of Revenue Amendment Bill B15-2019, NCOP, dated 22 November 2019, as follows within read. The Budget Committee, having considered on the subject of the Division of Revenue Bill B15-2019, NCOP, referred to it in accordance with Standing Rule 217, conferred on the Western Cape's delegation in the NCOP the authority to abstain from voting on the bill in the negotiating mandate stage, but include the amendments as made, the recommendations from amendments made by the committee today, and then we will consider our view in the final mandate depending on what the NCOP comes back with. Everyone happy?
Yeah.
Okay. With that, the negotiating mandate has been agreed to. Okay. We need to then also still do consideration and adoption of draft committee minutes from previously. The committee meeting is just one on the 2nd of October. So we can just go to the minutes then on the 2nd of October, please. Are there any edits on page 1? Are there any edits on page 2? Are there any edits on page 3? If none, if I could have a yes on one contra?
On page 2. On page 2.
Uncle, okay, if you just put your mic on first, please.
On page 2, on 3.2.2, I'm not sure whether it's me, and pardon me, English is not my mother tongue. This thing of a copy of submission that was submitted to National Treasury relating to the regulations that are hindering service delivery. I'm not understanding what that means, but my understanding of the request was the submission by the submission of the Treasury regulations which the province had issues with. Whether those are related to service delivery, I think it's something else. And that's why I'm not understanding that coining. But what I take this from is that our provincial treasurer did indicate that there are issues in the regulations that they have been engaging with treasury. Some agreed, some not. So we wanted to understand the list of those issues. But once we qualify and say they are related to hindering service delivery, I'm not sure what that means.
How about we change that then, relating to the regulations provincial treasury submitted that they would like amended or changed, perhaps? Is that a more accurate, perhaps we can use fancier English, but everyone happy with that? On the Hong Kong law?
My issue, Chair, is that our provincial treasury has indicated that there are particular regulations that come from National Treasury that are difficult for them as Provincial Treasury and other departments in terms of supply chain to be aligned or to be implemented. That's what it is. So I'm wanting us to confine ourselves to that. It's to get that list, what are those issues, you know, because it may not necessarily be a regulation that relates to service delivery. It's any financial related supply chain, in particular regulation. So that English, I think, can always be, I'm not, I can say it in person, maybe the translator can assist.
Okay, I'm happy with that amendment then that we specified regarding the supply chain management. And then we can just take that the hindering service delivery out. They can just supply the list of the supply and chain regulations they submitted to National Treasury and what their respective submission was. Okay. If there are no other edits, if I could have a mover with the amendments. Honourable Mackenzie, if I could have a seconder with the amendments. Honourable Philander. The minutes are thus adopted. members. So I was going to chat to you quickly about a draft committee report that we need to speak about next week. So with the Pero and the Mero, it has been indicated to us that we need to do a draft report on the matter. I've just asked that the procedural officer submit a draft to all of you today, and then we come back on Tuesday at our next meeting, and then we consider a report on the matter on Pero and Mero, so that you have enough time to then read through it this weekend before Tuesday, if everyone is happy with that. With that, if there's no other matters, I just adjourn the committee meeting. Thank you so much for being here today.
Thank you.